This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So are you looking for a spooky story to set the mood this October? Well, if you love podcasts, we have a recommendation for you.
Everything old will be new again, except for when it's so old it disintegrates at your touch and scatters into oblivion. Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale is one of the most downloaded fiction podcasts in the world. Set in a desert town where paranormal activity is every day, the podcast takes the form of a community radio station with broadcasts that highlight the strange and mysterious things happening in Night Vale. With more than 100 episodes, the show's cult status has been well cemented since starting back in 2012. But the podcast is only one part of the Night Vale world. Show producers also put on live shows around the country. So joining us live by phone today to talk about their upcoming show in Boise is co-creator Jeffrey Craner. Hey, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gemma. It's always nice to talk to Idaho. I spent some of my childhood in Boise. So
oh, you did?
From you.
Oh,
I
wow.
Did.
Okay, so is Night Vale based on the strange things you saw in Boise growing up?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, there's the, you know, it's not quite the same desert as the Southwest, but there's a little bit of that. I think I've always sort of based a lot of the small town aspect of Welcome to Night Vale on the small towns that I grew up in. I also spent a lot of my childhood in Oklahoma and in North Texas. And so in kind of rural suburban sort of areas. So it was, I think that community feel that Night Vale has always come from those smaller towns.
So if people who haven't listened to Night Vale before, how Welcome to Night Vale, how would you describe it to them?
I always sort of frame it as in like, you could say it either it's Stephen King meets Lake Wobegon, or sometimes I sort of put it as in like, think of Friday Night Lights, but instead of football, just weird. It's a community dealing with a lot of strangeness, a lot of horror, things like that seem really odd to us in the real world. But I think we also take all the horrors of our world sort of for granted, and Night Vale kind of reframes it in sci-fi or strictly genre fiction.
You know, according to a Vulture piece written earlier this month, Welcome to Night Vale, and I'm going to quote this, so this is a quote, is the fiction podcast that launched a million other fiction podcasts. What does that feel like?
It feels great. It was really interesting when Joseph, my co-writer, and I started writing the show. When we started writing the show a while back, we in 2011 was when we began writing it. And it was just because nobody else was making a fiction podcast. And we just wanted to make a thing we wanted to listen to because we liked podcasts. And in the next couple of years, we started seeing more podcasts popping up. And some of them kind of took a similar angle with sci-fi or with horror and comedy. And that was it felt great to feel like we were an inspiration. I've talked to some of these younger podcasts that have gone on to great success, like the Bright Sessions and the Black Tapes. And they've told us that Night Vale was a real inspiration to them. And that always feels like a great honor.
So do you have a target audience for this podcast?
No, we really just wrote the podcast we wanted to listen to. And it was just a sort of a shock and surprise when we found out other people wanted to hear it too. And, you know, the first times we did live shows in 2013, we found that our audience was younger. You know, we had a lot of teenagers and 20-somethings listening to our show. It wasn't exclusively a young audience by any means, but it was a lot more so than we thought. I mean, you kind of don't really envision an audience when you're just making a thing for art's sake. You know, we had no mandate to build an audience. We weren't doing it for any corporate reason or we weren't thinking about demographics. So we just wrote the thing we wanted to hear.
So what are you able to do with a live show that maybe you can't necessarily do, you know, when you're producing the actual podcast?
Oh, more than anything, it's using that audience energy, playing with the audience in a fun way. You know, every one of our live shows, we always try to write it in a way that incorporates that audience. I've I've always sort of been, I love theater. My background is in theater. And I've always sort of felt like if you're doing theater and you don't, and you're pretending like you're in a fishbowl, you know, that the audience can just look at you and not tap on the glass, then I think you're, you know, maybe not using theater's full magic. And so Cecil, our narrator of the podcast and obviously narrator of the live show, is such a great trained stage actor as well. And he does such a great job of using that audience energy. Some of it is in meta humor about that we're all in a room together. And some of it is in actually like making the audience chant things out loud, you know, chant fealty to a great glowing cloud. Some of it is making the audience talk to each other. Some, we've done shows where we've made the audience take out their cell phones and use their flashlights to certain effects and things like that. So it's always sort of fun to play around with what we can do with the audience.
Well, we're talking with Jeffrey Craner of Welcome to Night Vale. The podcast will be doing a live show in Boise on November 2nd at the Egyptian Theater. I mean, Jeffrey, you know full well the podcast casting has come a long way since you started this in 2012. I mean, we're talking whole podcast companies springing up. I mean, it's really become such an industry, but also such a part of our cultural landscape. What do you think it looks like now for a show producer and a creator as compared to when you started this?
Yeah, it's so much more crowded. It's a lot harder for people to find a bigger audience. I don't know that a thing like Night Vale can happen. I think it still could, but you know, we had a great advantage. I mean, I don't mean to downplay any quality in our show. I think it's a very good show, but we were also the first to do that, and so that helps a whole bunch. And I think right now in podcasting, I mean, you have a podcast for about everything you can possibly imagine. So I think right now what we're seeing is a lot of podcast creators, and this is still very exciting. You know, you're seeking out your niche market, right? If you are an astrologer, you can find astrology listeners to listen to your podcast. If you are really into cats, you can do a whole show about cats. If you are really, there's a whole podcast called Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, which explores McDonald's used to sell pizza. What happened to that?
They did?
So there's a podcast for everything. Yeah.
Who knew?
Apparently so.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, what I thought was really interesting about Welcome to Night Vale is, I mean, you've done, I think, about 150 episodes right now. And when you find a podcast, it's so hard to know, like, where to start if it's this big, if there's this many episodes. Because you almost feel this pressure, like, do I need to start from the very beginning? And you guys have done this really interesting thing about go check out your website and look, and you pinpoint certain episodes that give you a real flavor for the program. Why did you decide to do something like that?
I completely identify with the idea that it's daunting to see 150 episodes of something. And we live in this binge watching culture, right? Like that, you know, if you're going to go watch Breaking Bad, you're going to start at episode one. And you know that these are like linear stories that we now, you know, kind of gone are the days of 1980s and 90s television, where kind of most primetime programming was something that you could just pop into on any given episode and you don't need to follow along for every single one. And nowadays we can. And I think it becomes, when you have that mindset, you think I have to start at episode one, and with 150, that becomes really daunting. So
it's just a lot of time out of your day.
It's a lot. It's so much. There's a lot of road trips involved. But I think of Night Vale like I think of like a radio program like yours. I love radio. I grew up listening to the radio and I love just diving into talk radio. Whatever that might be, if you find a good personality, it's really exciting. And if I move to a new town and I start listening to their local radio, I've got years that I don't understand about the cultures of that town, the stories of that town, even the personalities talking to me on the radio. But I will listen because I like the personalities, and I'll find my way in. And I think of Night Vale in that same way.
So as we mentioned, this is not the first time Welcome to Night Vale has come to Boise. So the theme this time is on secrets, but with influences from the Cold War. So what can the live that makes sense, but that I'm like, that's interesting. Okay, so what can the audience expect on November 2nd?
Well, our live shows tend to follow a similar format to our podcast, which is it's a radio broadcast from this weird desert town. But there's always kind of a through line in every episode, and the same with the live show. And this one is there's a there's a spy inside the town of Nightvale, and they don't quite know how to find the spy. We sort of took as our inspiration just kind of the classic genre of the paperback spy novel, right? And mm-hmm. so we sort of like jam-packed that spy character with all of the ability to disguise themselves and all of the superhuman abilities of like a Jason Bourne type of character, and so we built the story around that, and we used the audience. I won't say how because it's part of the story, but we used the audience in a really interesting and fun way.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this. And
thank you.
Yeah, and have fun in Boise when you get here. It'll be your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, I love that. I love the Egyptian Theater. It's a really, really cool place to do a show. Yeah.
Well, and it kind of must take you back, right? I mean, because it was here when you were growing up, but it's so old too. So it kind of fits with that vibe of your podcast.
Yeah, it's such a fitting venue for doing Nightvale.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Jeffrey Craner of the Welcome to Nightvale podcast. They will be doing a live show November 2nd at the Egyptian Theater in Boise. Up next, studying resiliency in refugees from Central Africa. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.